The Clackamas River is home to many indicator species. Those are bugs like stoneflies, water beetles, and nymphs that are very sensitive to water quality and that indicate or tells us when the river is becoming polluted, too warm, or unhealthy.
We can help to prevent pollution of our Clackamas River by reducing our use of pesticides and fertilizer, by walking more and driving less, by picking up litter and pet waste from yards, streets, and sidewalks. As Itsy Bitsy says, get hip to the drip, use your head, we're all living in a watershed.
Once upon a time, there was a big, tough, strong spider. He was big and tough because his daddy was a tarantula, and his mother was a black widow. And he was so big and strong and tough, everybody called him Itsy Bitsy Spider. Just for fun, you know? Well, one day, Itsy Bitsy and his best friend, Daddy Long Legs, they were kicking back. They were chilling. They were hanging out. When Legs said, "Hey, Itsy, how about me and you climb up that water spout?" Well, Itsy Bitsy, he looked up and up and up. That water spout was 10 feet tall. "I don't know, Legs. That looks pretty steep."
"Ah, come on, Itsy. We got 8 legs. Let's creep."
Well, maybe you heard about this part of the story. Itsy Bitsy and Daddy Long Legs, they crept up, up, up the water spout. But down came the rain and washed those spiders out. They washed out into the street, down the gutter. Ah! Kaboosh! Down the storm drain and all the way out to the creek. They crawled up onto a bank, and they were in bad shape. They were lost. So they started walking downstream looking for someone to give them directions home. They were looking high and they were looking low. They were looking here and there. They were looking everywhere. But they couldn't find anybody anywhere.
"Hey, Itsy, this is kind of weird. I mean, we're in a riparian zone here. The land right beside the creek. There should be some cutthroat trout jumping. Some water skippers skipping. Some frogs croaking. Where is everybody?"
"Man, I don't know. But, hey, Legs, look at that." And they looked over, and there, beneath a fern frond, was a little blue neon sign. And it read, "The Macro Invertebrate Cafe, where big bugs without backbones meet, greet, and eat." And Itsy said, "Hey, Legs, let's check it out." So they walked over to the cafe door and they opened it up. It was a big door. It was a really big door. And they walked inside. There was dust on the floor, cobwebs on the windows, and it smelled pretty bad. The place looked empty. But there, sitting over in the corner, was an old, mangy water beetle staring into his glass. Itsy Bitsy and Legs, they crept over, and Itsy said,
Hey man, sorry to bug you, but me and my buddy here, we're lost. We need directions home, but where is everybody?"
And the old water beetle, he looked up, and he said, "You guys must be from upstream. Haven't you heard? This whole riparian neighborhood downstream is going to pieces. And I should know, I'm the last of the indicator species."
And Itsy said, "An indicator species? I've heard of bugs like you. If a stream is healthy or if it's not, you're the first to know. And if it's not, you're the first to go."
"That's right, kid. And let me tell you, a few weeks ago, my buddies Caddisfly and Stonefly, they flew. Last week, the water skippers skipped town, and tomorrow, me and Dragonfly, we're bugging out of here, too. And without us around for food, that means trout, salmon, and steelhead, they're through, too."
"Well, what's the problem? How come you guys are all leaving town?"
And Water Beetle said, "Follow me, kid."
So Itsy Bitsy Spider, Daddy Long Legs, and Water Beetle, they walked out the door. They opened it a little further. It was a big door. Well, they hadn't gone too far upstream when Water Beetle said,
"Take a look at that."
And they looked up and, there, sticking out of the stream bank, was a huge storm drain pipe. And it was dripping
oil and goo and dirty, dirty water and litter right into the creek.
What comes out of there, kid, is bad news. We get oil and antifreeze and pollution from cars, pesticides and fertilizers that wash off people's lawns and yards. Mix that together with soap suds, cigarette butts, dirt, grass clippings, and dog poo, and you got a toxic brew. It's called stormwater pollution. And if you were living here, you'd be a threatened species, too.
Well, that's when Itsy Bitsy remembered. And he said, "Hey, Legs, that storm drain pipe, that's the pipe that we came through. Why, all of that stuff is being caused by those human beings living upstream. They think they're the only species on the scene. We gotta get back, Legs. Those people gotta get hip to the drip. They gotta get it into their heads. We're all living in this watershed."
"Yeah, that's right, Itsy. We're all living in this watershed. Get hip to the drip. We gotta use our heads. We're all living in a watershed. What's a watershed? It's the land that drains to a river or a creek when it rains and rains. And all of that is habitat for salmon, steelhead, and cutthroat trout, where great blue heron, beaver, duck, and frog, and turtle hang out. So get hip to the drip. Use your head. We're all living in a watershed." "Hey, Itsy, that's really cool. But Itsy, how are we, a couple of spiders, gonna get the word out to those human beings upstream about the effect they're having on this riparian neighborhood downstream?"
"Hey, Legs, we're spiders, man. We'll put it on the web."
"Oh, yeah, Itsy, the web."
Well, Itsy Bitsy and Daddy Long Legs, they finally made it all the way back home. And Itsy gathered all the spiders in the neighborhood together. There were millions of them. He told them about all the problems downstream, caused by what the human beings were doing upstream. And that night, the spiders went out and they did what spiders do best. They spun webs, made pictures, told stories. And in the morning, when the human beings walked out their doors, they looked up and, wow, there were millions of spider webs everywhere. And each web was connected to every other web, and every web had a picture on it. There were pictures of caddisfly and stonefly, of pond turtle and cutthroat trout, great blue heron and salamander. And each web had an arrow on it, pointing to another arrow. And some of the human beings followed those arrows all the way down to the creek. And when they looked up, they saw that big storm drain pipe dripping oil and goo and dirty water right into the creek. And above the storm drain pipe was the biggest web of all. It showed all the creatures who lived in that riparian neighborhood, and there were human beings in that picture. And above that web, Itsy Bitsy had written, "Get hip to the drip. Use your heads. We're all living in this watershed." Well, some of the human beings got the picture. They went back home and started doing simple things upstream that made a big difference downstream. "Yeah, that's right. Like sweeping the dirt up from their driveways instead of hosing it into the streets and gutters. Like not throwing litter into the street. Like walking more and driving less and keeping their cars in good condition, so they wouldn't leak oil onto the street. And planting native plants and trees that don't need fertilizers and pesticides. And they scooped up dog poo and put it in the trash so it wouldn't be washed into the storm drain and down the river. They washed their cars on the lawn or at a car wash that recycled its water. They put grass clippings into a compost pile or the yard debris." Well, it took some time. But little by little, the water coming out of that storm drain, it began to run clear and clean, and little by little those indicator species, like caddisfly and stonefly, they came back to live in that creek. And not long after that, the fish like trout and steelhead returned too, and pretty soon blue heron and beaver, muskrat, salamander, and pond turtle, they came back too. Well, the way Itsy Bitsy tells it, "It's a real nice riparian neighborhood again. And my buddy, Daddy Longlegs, he's a big rap star. You can catch him down at the Macro Invertebrate Cafe almost every night. Of course, he still only knows one song.
Get hip to the drip. Use your heads. We're all living in a watershed.
Even a small action can make a big difference. Take a look around your backyard and neighborhood and find one simple thing you can do to make a difference.